शरणन्दन व्रज जन मञ्जन यमुन थिव बन्न चारि यमुन थिव बन्न चारि जयो राधा माधव बिहारी गोपी चन्न बाल भागिरिवर धारी किशोर नंदन ब्रज जन मंजन किशोर नंदन ब्रज जन मंजन यमुना तीरा बन
Parivrakacharya Stotara Satoshi Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrakacharya Stotara Satoshi Srimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. ISKCON's founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Guru Vrinda Ki Jai. Premsikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adwaita Gadadhar Shivas Adigaur Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakund Radhakund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Sri Mayapur Navadvit Dham Ki Jai New Raman Reti Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai ki jai, Jamuna Mai ki jai, Shrimati Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Sriyamaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Shishi Radha Damodar ki jai. Gaura Premananda Hari Hari Bol. Couldn't resist. Okay. So Mother Indrani asked me to recite the verse for her, and then she'll give today's class. So, reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 13, Brahma stealing the boys and calves, text 37. We do word for word first, or okay. I'll just recite line by line then. Kayam vakuta ayata. Kayam vakuta ayata. Daivi vanaryuta yutasuri. Daivi vanaryuta suri. Prayo mayas tu me bhartur. Prayo mayas tu me bhartur. Nanya me pivi mohini. Nanya me pivi mohini. Keyam vakuta ayata. Daivi vanaryuta suri. Prayo mayas tu me bhartur. Nanya me pivi mohini. Please chant. Keyam vakuta ayata. Daivi vanaryuta suri. Prayo mayas tu me bhartur. Nanya me pivi mohini. Keyam vakuta ayata. Daivi vanaryuta suri. Prayo mayas tu me bhartur. Nanya me pivi mohini. Keyam vakuta ayata. Daivi vanaryuta suri. Prayo mayas tu me bhartur. Nanya me pivi mohini. Ladies? Keyam vakuta ayata. Daivi vanaryuta suri. Prayo mayas tu me bhartur. Nanya me pivi mohini. Ka. Who. Iyam. This. Va. Or. Kutaha. From where. Ayata. Has come. Daivi. Whether demigod. Va. Or. Nari. Woman. Uta. Or. Asuri. Demoness. Prayaha. In most cases. Maya. Illusory energy. Astu. She must be. Me. My. Bhartu. Of the Master Lord Krishna. Na. Not. Anya.
Any other.
May.
My.
Api.
Certainly.
Vimohini.
Bewilderer.
I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I say thank you to my spiritual master and all the assembly devotees. Vancha Kapa Tarubhyastra Pusindhiva Chapatitam Nampa Maha. All right. Translation. I thank Bhagavati very much. Somewhere back, I had thought on this birthday I was going to try it myself. But I love you all so much I didn't want to hurt your ears in case. I asked for help. Translation. Who is this mystic power? And where has she come from? Is she a demigod or a demoness? She must be the illusory energy of my master, Lord Krishna. For who else can bewilder me? Repeat, please. Who is this mystic power?
Who is this mystic power?
And where has she come from?
And where has she come from?
Is she a demigod?
Is she a demigod?
Or a demoness?
She must be the illusory energy
of my master,
Lord Krishna.
For who else can bewilder me? Purport. Divine grace. Balaram was surprised. This ordinary show of affection, he thought, was something mystical, performed either by the demigods or some wonderful man. Otherwise, how could this wonderful change take place? This Maya might be some Rakshasi Maya, he thought. But how can Rakshasi Maya have any influence upon me? This is not possible. Therefore, it must be the Maya of Krishna. He thus concluded that the mystical change must have been caused by Krishna, whom Balaram considered his worshipful personality of Godhead. He thought, it was arranged by Krishna. And even I could not check its mystic power. Thus, Balaram understood that all these boys and calves were only expansions of Krishna. Oh, I said my prayer before I read that. Perfect. All right, thank you all very much for being here this morning and for your good wishes to me on this 86th birthday. Don't forget, it's only a number. And Prabhupada helped me out. What was that Sunday class? In that verse, he says, the spirit soul doesn't grow old. So as I'm endeavoring to reach that point of understanding, I present whatever I am to you this morning. And somehow Krishna arranged this opportunity for me to sit before you. And I pray to all the Vaishnavas to bless me, pray for me that I may be able to offer and say something
suitable for all of our spiritual growth. Because that's why we're here, no matter what age. This is Balaram questioning, and he's been away for a while, but he's coming back and seeing, what does he call it, all the special. I put my glasses away when I just thought I could just see everything. All this affection going on. It says that after looking and questioning, he came to the conclusion and understood that all the boys and calves were only expansions of Krishna. In my preparation, endeavor to prepare for this day in this class, I went back verses to kind of see where we've been and where we would be now, and I didn't go forward to see where we were going. But what I found as I was reading back, I think I started at about text 25, I don't quite remember. But I was reading and reading, and suddenly what happened, groups of words sort of clicked in. And what those words were, increased affection. And it was repeated and repeated and repeated. And it got my attention. And I began to meditate on them, really. What does this mean, this increased affection? And it's in every verse in the text in Prabhupada. What does it mean to me? Where's my affection? But as the day Chaturatna gave class, he mentioned that this chapter sets the tone of this chapter is really about love and increased affection for Krishna. And at that time, he also reminded us that Srila Prabhupada gave his life to bring this to us, to give us Krishna consciousness, to make us more understanding of the love, what it is, loving Krishna. And really, his purpose was to help us increase our love and affection for Krishna. Well, what I found in reading is that it was awakening in me. Really, what's going on with me in my spiritual life as far as love and affection for Krishna? And I wanted to mention a point. I just love sharing when something comes up. I was really preparing for text 36 and 37, because it wasn't the 36. And I thought, well, I better be prepared in case. So I was preparing and all these papers everywhere and looking at background, making phone calls, how to. And I kind of got at 36 and 37. I don't know what would happen when I got up here. And then Tamahar was giving class. I missed you in the morning, but I came home, turned you on. And I'm listening, and he said, well, 36 seemed to be missing, and I'll do it. And I said, whew. Okay, just 37. So what I did, I went back all, I just deleted 36. But I want to mention, Tamahar, thank you very much. You went into Yoga Maya and Balaram, because I was dealing with that. I had even gotten the book with Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on these verses, and I was all ready. I'm going to dive in there, and what does this mean? What it has to do with my affection for Krishna? So you took good care of that. Thank you for being the agent. And I always thank Krishna when something happens and there's a sort of a relief. So now what do I do? I have 37. I'm going to be before you. But it's about understanding. As I said, the groups of word. One was, remember, the cows, because of increased affection, allowed their older calves to drink. And just the way it was described, and we know we were told that the older calves were supposed to eat the grass, not drink the milk. But again, how the cows ran down the hill and went to their calves, and because of this love and affection that they felt. And then the cowherd men, they got upset because the cows ran away and they were going down too. And when they got down, they saw their sons, and there was this affection. And they were rubbing their heads, smelling their heads. And of course, we know it was an expansion. It was all an expansion of Krishna. The mothers, the gopi mothers, they were enjoying their sons, weren't they? I think it said they're bathing them, putting sandalwood on you. They may have done that before. Maybe they had left the sandalwood off. But now that the love and affection that they felt, they were really giving them all their love and attention because it was Krishna expanded. And the other part I liked about that telling is that there was no distinction. They each loved all the boys. It wasn't, oh, that's her son, I don't have to wave at him today, or he was naughty yesterday. But there was no distinction. There was all feeling this love and affection for all of them. Why? Because it was Krishna. And, of course, the cowherd men, it says in the purport, there was a special affection. And have they. So the words, these words kept coming at me, and I said, what do I talk about? How this is important because it's repeated so much. And I decided to try to meditate on them consciously. What does it mean? But what I found, just as we have Balaram here asking these questions because he's seeing this attention and what's going on, I began questioning myself as to, I thought, how do I see Krishna? How affectionate am I to him? Or am I affectionate to him? How do I know if I'm affectionate to him? Because it's important. And I didn't have a definite answer for that. But I knew it was important. Then I thought of my immediate environment. Here is Balaram at the forest and everybody's out there. Here I am at New Raman Reti and being here. But what I realized, the environment that I'm in, I feel great affection for all of you that I'm here with. And then I thought, if I can feel that affection for the devotees here, I must have affection for Krishna because I wouldn't be able to have this feeling without Krishna expressing it through me. You know what I mean? And you can't give and share what you don't have. So that sort of eased my mind. Okay, Krishna, I still don't understand. Balaram is asking, how is this happening? It must be this, it must be that. But in my thought of that, well, it must be because I make every effort to come and see Krishna here and the deities. I do make effort to see the devotees and stay in touch with the devotees, and that's all Krishna too. And of course, Balaram is saying here that it's arranged by Krishna, but he thus concluded the mystical change must have been caused by Krishna. Now, some of that being caused by Krishna, I am familiar with. Just as I said when I heard Tamahat said, I'll do 36 today. And I said, thank you, Krishna, because I had been through this study. As I said, I was even going to bring the book to read about Yogamaya and the three aspects of it and how she was helping Balaram. And number one, she did this. Number two, she didn't. And I'm saying, how will I remember to say all of this? But again, there's Krishna, mystical as could be. I can say, humbly, he saw my effort, he knew my desire, and he knew my old brain couldn't hold all of that, so he provided a means for me. But then it was like, then what do I say? But it's about saying for me what's going on and my understanding of what we're getting in these scriptures that Prabhupada gave his life and soul for. How does it relate to our spiritual life, our everyday activities, our everyday interactions? So I kept meditating and I kept questioning, so to speak. But what happened? After I came to that point that I must have affection for Krishna because of my affection for all of you. And then I remembered the prayer that we sing for in the morning. Right? And what does Krishna say? I am conquered by... you all sing it in the morning? What did he say in there? I am what? Yeah. You know what I found was preparing this? I have been reading along with the class, if not here, at home, and trying to keep up. And yet, when I went back to read through for the preparation, I realized I had been hearing, but I wasn't listening. I wasn't imbibing. I wasn't absorbing. And it didn't happen until, oops, you got to sit up there. You got to say something. You got to be. And then I think of all the pundits here, and I'm trying to compare. No way could I compare with the intelligence that comes for these wonderful speakers, all of you. So I had to pray to Krishna's mystical power guide me as to what I can say and offer at this time. And this is what comes. But what I'm saying, Prabhupada had said to us a long time, you must read my books. That's why he told us to do that. But it's not just that was class today. Well, I'm talking about me. Put the book away until tomorrow. And tomorrow, oh, what verse is it today? What did he say yesterday? I don't quite remember. Well, I'll listen today and maybe I'll get it. It's about hearing it, imbibing it, and absorbing. Now, all will not fit us all because we're all at different levels of consciousness. We're all individuals, if you will. And yet, when he expanded himself, we see into the sons and the calves and everybody, he expanded every aspect of their beingness, features, talk, everything. So as the affection increases, we will get more of his love. And I don't know about conquering him, but maybe one day. So that's what I wanted to share most, because the other thing came to me, I'm still dealing with this affection, and how do I know if Krishna, how does it feel? You know, we go into this, how does it feel like? What does it look like? I didn't have an answer. But what came to me, I remembered a class by Sachinanda Swami Japa, and he said, chant the holy name with affection. Now, I remember that because when he said it, all I thought was, how do I do that? But it went on, and you chant, you hear the holy name, and then there's no difference between Krishna and his holy name. So if there's no difference, and I'm calling his name, seemed like some affection would come about through this. So then I went back to that in my mind for this, because Brahma Balaram came to the conclusion of how all this was happening. And it was Krishna. And he saw him. I mean, he was his expansion and all, and loved him very much. But who am I? But I am his part and parcel. And I'm endeavoring to reach this point. Not I. We are endeavoring to reach this. So when we chant, and we understand that there's no difference between Krishna and his name. So when we're calling his name, he's like right there. And it's about, for me, I'm trying. This is still work in progress. I'm trying to call it with affection. Because when I come and I see you all and I call you, Jai Bhajagavinda, Jai So-and-so, I feel it. I'm happy. I'm smiling. And I'm so happy to see you. I'm not leaving you all out. I'm trying to be polite. Jai Madan Mohan, you know, whatever. So that's a feeling. That's a knowingness. And I'm working on that. So when I chant that holy name, Krishna is there. And I'm endeavoring to increase the affection for him. And again, that also brings me to be grateful to Srila Prabhupada for giving us this philosophy, this teaching, this repetition of increased affection. I mean that this whole chapter, right? I don't know, it's in me, you all see it? Increased affection. More love, more affection, and it just sort of builds up. So I'm realizing, though, that this process of Krishna consciousness, it's sometimes hard, especially when you go inside and you start asking, how am I treating Krishna? How am I pleasing Krishna? And what is my affection for Krishna? Is it increasing? Is it getting deeper? So sometimes we get discouraged, and any of you who know me kind of close, and you catch me in a moment, you'll, with the tears in my eyes, I'm not doing anything, I don't know what Krishna's doing. But I feel I'm not advancing. I said sometimes I write to my spiritual master, what's my report card for this stage in my life? But what's the realization is, look at what we're aiming for. What's the ultimate goal of this teaching?
Love for Krishna.
I thank you.
Pure love.
I thank you. The rest of you missed my question. What is the ultimate goal that we're here for? Prabhupada brought us in. What is the ultimate goal? Anyway, that came to me for my realization. And it's not cheap. But Krishna presents us opportunities every day, every moment, if we're mindful. And the more you're mindful and aware of what he's bringing to you, offering to you with his ultimate mystical power, some things happen. And you say, how did that happen to me? That's always mystical. It's Krishna. So Krishna praying love of God, it's powerful. But he told us, and we're saying it every morning now, I am conquered by
pure love and devotion.
And we've been taught how to reach that point. What do we do? Hare. What do we? We chant. And when we're chanting, what's going on? It's Krishna right there. So we have that opportunity to feel affection or say it with affection. So it's not simple, but it's possible. And as we read the Bhagavatam and we go through and you see where Prabhupada repeats and repeats and repeats. I mean, when I went through those verses, when I got through, all I had in my head was increased affection. And we pay attention and endeavor to imbibe it. And if we do it over and over, Krishna will help us. He's there. He hears us and he knows the efforts that we're making. So this year for me, new year starting, I really want to invest my attention and my time and practice to reach that goal as close as I can and encourage you all, don't wait till you get 80-something, because Krishna is there every day, whatever your age, you're his part and parcel, so you can begin to practice. Yes, you come to class, you hear, and you have to get to work. You got the kids, you got a shop, you got it. But hear it, hear it. Let maybe one word, one verse, one sentence, and meditate on that. And as Balaram found out, of course, as I say, he was so close, but it was Krishna. So I'll close with that. I don't know, questions, comments, you know. Should I read the verse again? Text 37 today. Who is this mystic power and where has she come from? Is she a demigod or demoness? She must be the illusory energy of my master, Lord Krishna, for who else can bewilder me? I love that. When you're bewildered, who else? Krishna, he's waking you up. I feel he arranged for me to do this today because I may have been slipping and he wanted my attention and he's gotten it and I'm offering any comments. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Very nice. You're a great example and inspiration to us all. there was a point yesterday, I think Tamohar Prabhu read, that the cows had given birth to new calves, but yet they were showing love and affection for the older ones. And but he didn't really touch upon it so much. But I, if I can recall, I think usually the cows, they give birth within 2 to 3 years. So what had happened... after this Leela was going through, they gave birth to new calves. But despite having these calves, the older calves, which were in the expansion of Krishna, they were showing this great affection for, which is generally unusual because the older calves will be weaned and they would be grazing and stuff.
Absolutely.
But somehow, so that point... It kind of touched me yesterday because I remember.
It's explained here, but of course, it's where to whom Krishna expanded himself. He was just taking care, expanding himself to those that Brahma thought he was tricking him by taking away. So he only expanded in these older calves who were there, who had gone away. The boys thought they went to look for them and all. So that was Krishna himself as the calf. And that's what the cows were going for after running after Krishna. Because Krishna is everything and that's why that was Krishna in those expansion of those particular calves.
Yes, Mataji, thank you. Very nice class. Tamohar Prabhu did answer, actually, if I recall. He mentioned a very significant word called relationship. Without relationship, there is no spiritual life. There is no affection developed. We all have a relationship. And I think he mentioned at least a couple of times, maybe he didn't say exactly for that answer. Relationship, even in Bhagavad Gita beginning, in preface, Srila Prabhupada put, why Arjuna understand? And he gave the list of these five relationships. Yeah, and the printing, you can see there is a, in a passive, dasyara, sakyara. He said, everything begins with the relationship. Because the elderly calves, they have a relationship. Just like in this world, I don't mean the relationship like if you go to a national anthem before the war, all the soldiers even cry. Rankin Fisher told me, he's a minister, he goes to cheer them up before the fight. So they cry for the country, but that is not relationship, because they think they are the body. I, the soul, is not the body. So they think they are American means as a body, then that relationship is temporary, and that is not what we are talking here. We are talking about constitutional position of soul is servant of Krishna. Constitutional nature of the soul is pure love towards God. Constitutional function is loving service. Prabhupada repeat this everywhere. And he even quoted this verse. Ar sambandha loiya bhaje tare krishna nahite je ar sabe more akaran. One who did not develop the relationship, what promotes the pure love, everything else will be futile. Everybody else will lose or get lost if they do not revive their dormant love. Dormant love because we have eternal relationship. So on that relationship, we see that all the waters in this world are always flowing towards the river, to the ocean. And once arrive in the ocean, doesn't move anymore. So here the baby calf and grown-up calf. The difference is that one has a natural relationship towards Krishna. One also has. But even the baby calf, Sanatana Goswami Pada says, display also affection to the grown-up calves who are sucking the milk instead of the baby calves. It sounds like an opposite to our expectation. But it is natural over there. The baby calf, who you can say deserve to suck the milk from the mother cows, felt more affection to their grown-up brothers who is drinking the milk. Because this is how it is natural. They have a natural love for Krishna. So the calf, grown-up calf is Krishna now. And is nothing wrong. Everything is perfect. But it was a mystery. Mother cow did not know. That's why Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur says only Balaram is one who actually saw the mystery. Those motherly gopis, they did not know that this is Krishna. They're thinking this is my boy. And it's natural they have a relationship with Krishna. And they came as a mother in this Brajadham. And naturally they expand their love. Now a little while, probably in a few weeks, the Krishna will withdraw all the form, right? He will, and then all cow boys will come. So what will happen? Now they will feel sad? No, no. They increase, even Prabhupada writes, they increase because they are ultimate love for Krishna, the Jasodanandan, son of Mother Jasoda. That's why it becomes double. It is not contradictory. It is rather highest happiness, affection.
Thank you. You see, Krishna arranged to get a little more information to you. Thank you, Prabhu. I just gave it as a... Oh, Madame Mohan, yes, one second.
Just a little...
I want to hear from this side, too. You all better... Somebody raise a hand. I'm making distinctions here. Okay, I'm coming. I'll be right there. Yes.
All right. Just a little point where you were mentioning about increasing affection. So one thing that I've noticed is that everybody has some attraction for Krishna. There's something that he does that catches your eye, catches your mind. For myself, how he does things. You know, here's a problem. How he solved this problem. It just captivates me. So every one of us has some attraction for Krishna. So whatever that is, just feed what that is that you have, that what you like about. What do you like about Krishna? You like the way he dresses. You like the way he handles the different problems. There's different things, and you just think about how he does different stuff, and you can see how he captivates you with that. So that's...
Thank you. That's added. Traction, whatever you're attracted to. Let me get to the Mataji, please. Yes, my dear.
Well, every morning we pray for the privilege of devotional service, and we can see through this pastime how Krishna facilitates. He's making the facility for the cowherd men, the gopis, to increase their service. And he does the same for us in many, many personal ways.
Thank you. Yeah, he's making all the arrangements. Yes, Prabhu.
Mataji, thank you so much. Such a wonderful class. I was just thinking about a class that Rana Swami Maharaj gave, which he told us that how can we develop a relationship with Krishna if we cannot develop a relationship with the devotees of Krishna. So he told us that day that in order for us to understand and to develop a relationship with Krishna, first we need to learn how to develop a relationship with the devotees who are next to us in loving and devotion. He was giving us the example. My Guru Maharaj told us that Lord Chaitanya, he used to even bathe, clean the clothes of his devotees when they used to go to the river, and show them so much affection and so much love. So that's why he came, to show us how to develop that relationship so we can develop that relationship with Krishna then. But sometimes we try to develop a relationship with Krishna and just we trample, you know, whoever is next to us, and you know. So that's my realization. You know, Rana Swami says that in order for us to develop that relationship with Krishna, first we have to learn how to love the devotees and develop a relationship with them.
Yeah. Well, I feel that's happening even in the organization. Haven't they developed now organized devotee care? Yeah, it's important. We have to care for each other and see Krishna in each other. That's, as I said, it would help me with my questioning. What I feel for you all could not happen without. Yes, Prabhu, one more?
I just wanted to add a little bit that relationship in a practical sense. Say, in the parking lot, all these cars are there, and there was one truck passing by and smashed one car. We all will feel maybe a little bad, but if it is my car, I will feel it. This is called affection develops. Unless I have a possessiveness, then so the first thing of relationship Prabhupada gave also, it has to be for a disciple, for guru. If I don't have a love for Prabhupada, then I cannot love Prabhupada's society, Prabhupada's devotee. It has to be for disciple, soul-heartedly see the position of guru and devote. Through guru's relationship, everybody is accommodated. Then it is perfect. And if it is, I'm not saying anybody is wrong, but if it is not somebody's car that got smashed, they will not have the same feeling I do, because my car got smashed. So relationship is that. Then the affection develops for the object of love, Krishna.
Yeah, and Krishna is all attractive, so that gives us something to... I thank you. Anybody else? Anybody over here? Okay. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for a very nice class. You were mentioning how in preparing you were sort of questioning, you know, where is my affection for Krishna like that? And it reminded me of a story one time. One program Srila Kirti Prabhu told how he was questioning like that with Srila Prabhupada. They were going, as he was serving him, they were going to all these temples, and there'd be these intense outpourings of affection because the devotees, you know, Prabhupada came and everybody was falling on the ground and crying, and you know, he became a little, he's feeling like, I'm not acting like that, you know, where's my affection, you know, and then he actually mentioned it to Srila Prabhupada, you know, that he was feeling, you know, deficient or confused, you know. He wasn't able to display that sort of fervent affection, and Srila Prabhupada just kind of, you know, walked him through. He said, you know, all the ways that he was serving him so nicely and how pleased Srila Prabhupada was, and he was saying, that's your affection, you know, that's your, so he sort of explained it to him like that, anyway.
Yes, thank you. Yes, one more. Okay.
That reminded me of one time when Prabhupada was asking his disciples about what love was, and he more or less concluded with, he says, if you follow my directions, that's the show of your affection and love, is that you do what he says.
Right, thank you. Just one more point on devotion and showing devotion and attracting. And again, I can only share my what happens with me. When I, devotional service, when I came in, was the more you did, you were doing devotional service. The more you ran up the stairs, and then my body decided it was tired, whatever it went into. And I couldn't do that kind of activity. And I was really upset. I really thought I was worthless. No more good here. I've come. I just got here and I'm falling apart. And that was when my guru told me, it isn't the action. It's what you have inside. And that still didn't penetrate because everybody was moving. But what would happen is sadhus would come and I'd sit and I'd talk. They were telling me chanting is devotional service. And I began to consider that, and then as more you read, it's mentioning the nine, and that's what has kept me going. That's why I say to you all, don't wait till you're 80-something and the body is creaking. You've got it now. Appreciate it. Practice it. Imbibe it. Yes, there's going to be some difficulty because it's not the easiest thing. Krishna doesn't say, yeah, just think about it and you got me. No, you get to do, by devotional service, I am conquered. So I'll end there. Any more comments? All glory Srila Prabhupada, all glory Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you.